This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Sure, you've managed to survive the pitfalls and challenges of being a business owner. Funding, cash flow management, imposter syndrome, you've come out unscathed and are ready to take your business to the next level. But running a business takes more than just managing yourself and the business. You've got to manage the people minding your business as well. But being an SME boss can be challenging. It's one thing to deal with sales performance and product issues, but employee performance and attitude issues, that's a whole other ballgame. But it doesn't take a rocket scientist to get it right. And to share with us the secret sauce to being an SME boss like a boss, we have with us on Resource Center today, Wilson Ten and Dirk Kutsier from Sandfill International.
Hi, good morning. I'm Wilson here. I'm a founder and CEO of Sandfill International. So what we do here is we help SME to build sustainable high-performance culture.
Hi, I'm Dirk Kutsier from South Africa. I'm a high-performance coach. I help people to align their behavior to the company's vision and goals.
Sandfill have been around for 15 years. We have been building solutions for a lot of public sector companies in Malaysia, Singapore, and Thailand. And these 2 years, we have been focusing a lot on SME because we feel that SME need help. We have been running the free workshop on a monthly basis, 1 month, maybe 2 workshops. So we invite all the CEO to come to our workshop to learn how to set the business goals and also how to cascade the business goal down to the KPI and also allow them to learn how to coach the employees.
Okay, so in your years of conducting these workshops and training, what are the main challenges faced by SME bosses?
The main challenges faced by the SME bosses are they are not able to make their employee believe in what they believe, and they always have a very big vision, but the HOD are not with them. Because the HOD don't understand, and also maybe they don't know how they can contribute to the company, and the employee are not motivated to work towards their goals. Because the reason why is employee, the KPI are not defined correctly, and it's not being measured fairly. And SME bosses, most of the time, they do not have the experience in defining KPI. They do not know how to define the right KPI so that this KPI can drive towards their corporate goals.
Because generally SME bosses that, you know, like I've interviewed and we've seen here at BFM, they're predominantly businessmen. So this is, you know, like designing KPIs and coming up with a framework for their employees is not really their forte.
It's usually a case, and the struggle is that the vision for the company is only visible usually to the company owner. So how to translate all of that, how to design a framework, set goals, set KPIs, make the vision clear to all employees is a very hard task. So that's why they often need help, and that's why we exist.
I was just thinking about the email that you sent me, Wilson, a couple of weeks back, where you said that some of the challenges that SME bosses are facing with are simple things, like they don't know how to install a proper bonus or reward system. They don't know how to deal with employees' attitude issues and things like that. This is basic employee management that they're struggling with, correct?
Yeah, because the bosses, they do not know what is the right methodology. And most of them are second-generation bosses, and they may not have experience in working in the corporate world. So what we are doing here is we redesign the KPI system for the SME companies to make it practical for them. So whatever we have implemented for the public listed company may not be practical for the SME. So that's why we have to make it simple and easy to understand and make it practical for the SME companies. So usually what we do here is we go in-house to understand the company vision, and then we help them to build the strategy roadmap. And we let the HOD understand how they can contribute, what are their KPIs, how they can contribute to the company goals. And at the same time, then we make it simple for them. We give them sample, we give them template, and then we guide them, and then we use a system for them to track.
So for small businesses as well, is designing like a corporate management framework or structure for their employees, is that the way to go as well?
Yeah, it is a performance framework. For instance, if you want to If you have a vision like in 5 years' time, you have your own vision, but you're not sure whether your employee with you, and you're not sure how you can achieve that vision. So you have your goals. So in 5 years' time, maybe you need to cascade down, for in 4 years' time, what you want to achieve in 3 years' time, in 2 years' time, and so on. So from there, then you set your goals. So from the goals, then you set the KPI for the HOD. HOD have to be coached on how to achieve the goals. So we guide them how to define the right KPI and how to be fair, how to measure the KPI and how to reward the employee based on the performance. So that is only fair.
All this sounds very HR heavy. Would the quick fix for these business owners to be to just hire or outsource a HR person to deal with these points of concern?
I think for HR people in Malaysia, not many HR have that kind of exposure. Most of the HR people, they are very focused on processing payroll. And if you talk about outsourcing it to the HR consultant, SME may not have that kind of budget. So that's why we created a very, very simple framework. And we have a system for them to follow through the KPI. And we'll calculate the bonus automatically and then reward the employee fairly. So this is what we're trying to implement for them. We make it easy for them. Just within 2 days workshop, they can see the result in 3 months' time. So in fact, most of our customers, they see their revenue increase and they improve their efficiency, then also increase the response time to the customer. So this is how we help the SME to improve them in a short period of time.
So designing KPIs, you're talking about bonuses, reward systems, all that seems like pretty cut and dry, something that you can put down in black and white. But motivating your employees is a different ballgame altogether. And it's really a tough one. So you may be able to motivate yourself as a business owner, you know, money, targets, survivability or whatever. But how do you motivate your employees, cash aside?
Well, that's basically down to purpose, defining the purpose, the big reason why we actually come to work. And that reason has to be bigger than the individual employee. So making an impact in society, making a difference to people through your work is highly inspirational. So I like the clear distinction between motivation and inspiration. Inspiration is a bigger goal that impacts more people, a daily drive to go to work, versus motivation is very fickle. It lasts only as long as your first cup of coffee until the first problem hits you. But inspiration is according to your life purpose, according to your life's work. And if everybody in a company gets that, they align, they stand together towards a common vision and purpose. And that's the core of my work as a high-performance coach for Sandful, is to unite people under one umbrella, the umbrella meaning vision, purpose, goals, but be inspired by it. Because often the vision is only in the company owner's mind, and it's hard to translate, it's hard to communicate. So I'm basically, through my coaching, I'm the bridge between the CEO and the employees to build together towards that common vision.
I'm sure you guys have been to, you know, financial institutions right here in Malaysia, and you've seen how the vision is or like the mission of a bank is kind of just displayed on the wall, you know, what they hope to be, integrity, motivated, or, you know, all these big and awesome sounding words.
Yeah.
But it's a different thing trying to get your employees to buy into that and act on that.
Yeah.
So how does this, I mean, if multinational companies, you know, large corporations struggle with that, how do you do that with smaller businesses and make that a focus for their employees? Because, you know, if you're in you're working in a small company, most of the time you're just trying to hit your targets or just trying to get the work done, and you're just, you know, well, feeding and fluidly moving into the next day, right?
Well, let me give a practical demonstration. There's a problem with the word integrity even, because quickly stand up an integrity for me. Impossible. It's not practical. It's just a philosophy up on a wall.
It
means
very
nothing.
It's abstract, right?
Yeah, tear it up. That's what I tell most companies. Make it practical, even in the job descriptions. Change the word integrity to doing the right thing and then define it in every role. What does it mean to do the right thing in my role? If that's defined clearly in every position, then the communication becomes clear, the understanding of my role, how my role impacts other people's role in this organization becomes very clear. And then there's a clear path to performance. So values are actually practical tools, if correctly applied, not just a philosophy up on a wall. So I'm not always popular when I say this, but I often tell CEOs, tear up that vision statement. It doesn't mean anything until you practically apply it and make it simple to the employees.
Tear it up. Okay.
Tear it up, yes.
Okay, we've got to take a quick break for some messages right now. But when we come back, Wilson Ten and Dirk Kutsier from Sandfill International talk to us about what SME bosses need to do in order to right the ship. Resource Center will be right back. BFM 89.9.
Baba from Malacca. BFM 89.9, the business station.
You are listening to Resource Center with me, Audrey Raj. In the studio with me today, I have Wilson Ten and Dirk Kutsier from Sandfill International. And we've been talking about the secret sauce to being an SME boss like a boss. Wilson, coming back, an important part is creating a framework for your employees to see what the company is doing for them, right? Is that the main solution to it?
Yeah, in fact, the main solution is to make the employee believe that what they're doing is contributing to the company's performance. So we always believe that employees equals profitability, because whatever you do, you know, every single step that you do, it affects the company efficiency and quality of work. As a result of that, it affects the company profitability, you see. So we have to make employee believe that, you know, what they do here. That's why we are cascading down from the company goals into the KPI. So every one of them, they know how they can contribute to the company's growth. Okay, so as a result of that, they will be rewarded based on the performance. So that's why employee always ask, what is it in for me? Is it so I do so much, what is it in for me? So will my boss reward me fairly? Is it? So that is the key question. So most of the time, the bosses always demotivate the employee is because they cannot justify how many months bonus they give to the employees. So employees always in their mind saying that, how can my colleagues get 2 months, I get only 1 month? It's not fair, right? So now the question is, what is fair, what is not fair? So what we're trying to do here is, we first thing, the day one, we're trying to align the employee mindset with the company objective. Then day two, we let the employee know that what is the expectation from the company on them. That is KPI. So when employee perform, all will be recorded. So by year end, the system will auto-calculate the performance score, and then the system will also auto-calculate the bonus for the employees, respectively.
So that is for the performing employees. What about the underperforming employees?
Oh, okay. That's a very good question. In fact, there are four types of employees, according to Jack Welch. And they are low performer and high performer. And another two will be those follow your culture, those doesn't follow your corporate culture. So there are four types of employee. So definitely you will have the employee willing to follow your culture, and you will have those employee that not willing to follow. So based on Jack Welch's philosophy is, those follow and perform, you promote and empower them. And those that cannot perform but they follow, you give them a second chance, you train them. And those that don't follow your culture, regardless of performance, you fire them immediately.
Whoa. Okay. Letting them go. Yes. Tear it up and let it go. Okay. So Wilson, earlier you said, you know, maybe hiring a HR personnel is not something that is financially feasible for some SMEs or some small businesses. But everything that you've just said, you know, creating a framework, you know, trying to coach your employees, you know, trying to motivate them, all that does sound like it requires some extra resources, cash, personnel, etc. Well, what if you can't afford to put these asks in place? What do you do then? What do you have to resort to?
In fact, we do not need a lot of resources. When we do this, we already have the system in place. And in day one, we just align the employee mindset. Then we need to have one HR person. May not be the strategic HR, can be the administrative HR. So that HR person will help to administer and coordinate the KPI tracking. So everything is systemized, you know, so it's computerized. So you do not need to have a lot of resources, and you do not need to have a lot of investment in this area. So that's why we designed this for the SME.
So do you have any real case studies or examples of companies that have, you know, done your workshop and put these frameworks in place and then, you know, have had a much easier time managing their employees?
Yeah, exactly. We have one of the CEO, when he mentioned that he has 5 years goals, he has a vision. In fact, he's just a local player. He wanted to be the world number one.
Whoa.
So when we asked the HOD, do you believe in this? HOD said, no, I don't believe. So that is a problem for CEO, is it? So what we did was we cascading down the goals in 5 years' time. We help them to build the strategy roadmap. And then we show them step by step how they can be the world leader. Of course, first thing we ask them, what do you mean by world leader? How do you define world leader? So what are the things that you need to do to be the world leader? So we define it. Then we set the goals for every year. And then we let the HOD see it. So after the workshop, 1 day workshop, then we ask the same question again. We ask the HOD, do you believe that you can be a world leader? So immediately the HOD say, yes, we can do it. So this is one of the very, very good way of, it's a very good track record, you know. So another company that we have done, after the 2 days workshop, that company immediately they see the increase in revenue, you know, employee become more efficient. They increase the efficiency by 20%. They increase the response time from 3 days to 1.5 days. And also at the same time, the employee lateness and MC issues has been reduced to become 100% attendance.
Okay. And just before we go, gentlemen, you know, do you have any advice for SME bosses out there? If there was one thing that they could go to work today and change to help them manage their employees better, what would that be?
I would say lead them as opposed to over-manage them. Mm. Inspire them as opposed to putting too much systems in place. There's a need for it. They have to do it. But if you over-manage, you just suck the life out of people. You don't inspire them. So the leadership role is to inspire through vision, through shared purpose, through shared values. Tell a story around it. Really care about your people and bring leadership in balance with management. Then you will be a sustainable success.
Wilson?
What I believe in, you need to, for the bosses, if they want to make it work, rather than they're attending the public workshop, they have to do it in-house because they need to get their employee involved. So they need to define their vision, their goals clearly, and let the employee, you have to get the employee buy-in, and they need to cascade down to the employee's KPI. You see, so if you do not cascade down to the employee KPI, and if you do not track it, it doesn't work. So anything that you define, you need to track, and you need to lead to the year-end bonus.
And for our listeners out there who are encouraged by what you just had to say and would like to know more about your workshops and your training, where can they go? How can they find out more information about SAND?
They can always go to our Facebook page, SAND Merit, SANDMERIT, SAND Merit. So we have a monthly free workshop and conducted by Dirk and myself. Sometimes we are in MIHRM, sometimes we are in HELP University. So they can go to the Facebook and register and contact us. So they can come over for the half a day workshop. So they can learn a lot on how to set the KPI, how to cascade the KPI, how to define the right KPI for the employees.
And also how to motivate and inspire.
Of course.
All right. Gentlemen, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you so much.
I've been speaking with Wilson Ten and Dirk Kutsia from Sandfill International. Now, if you miss any part of this show, the podcast will be up on our website, bfm.my, any minute now. And you can also find our podcast on the BFM app and any other platform you enjoy listening to podcasts to. My name is Audrey Raj. Thank you for listening to Resource Center. Catch you again, same time, same place, next week. BFM 89.9.
Having trouble getting invoices paid on time? Mark Laudy of Riabu is here to help.
No one likes to call customers to chase overdue payments. The good news is you don't have to. I'm Mark Laudy, and in this and forthcoming episodes of the Riabu Minute, we show you what you can do to regain control of your collections. Start by ensuring your whole team understands how late customer payments are hurting your business. Call a staff meeting. Involve both your front and back office staff. If some members of your staff are not part of the solution, they will be part of the problem. So get your staff to agree that they will always take on-time customer payments seriously. And don't stop there. Discuss overdue invoices in all management and sales meetings too.
For more info, visit riabu.com.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.